Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
When you hear the name Mark Tupper, it's synonymous with sports. And one of the best in sports. Mark, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing well, Kevin. Nice to talk to you.
So, a lot going on in sports. I guess we'll start with Illini basketball, right?
They've not played a basketball game since last weekend when they beat Rutgers for their third straight victory. And they return to the State Farm Center court tomorrow afternoon with a 4 o'clock game against Northwestern. You know, Illinois should win this game. They could win it decisively. And yet, that said, there are no gimmies this year in the Big Ten. And if you watch scores, even though Northwestern's had a hard time winning, they've been hanging very close against good teams. They nearly won at Indiana. They led that game for like 36 minutes and lost in the last few. They played a very strong game against Michigan State. It always makes me nervous when a team hasn't played in a week. And in the case of the Illini, they moved into the top 25 on Monday. They've been getting their share of pats on the back as they walk around campus. And you worry a little bit about a letdown in a game you should win. But that's just one more test for this group that has done a pretty good job of figuring things out on the fly. And, you know, the motivation is to win this home game before you have back-to-back difficult road tests at Purdue on Tuesday and at Michigan next Saturday. Those will be hard games to win, even though Illinois has already beaten both those teams in Champaign. They play differently when they are on their home floors. Also, Illinois will be playing in a Thanksgiving tournament next season. They will be in the Emerald Coast Classic in Niceville, Florida, with games there on November 27th and November 29th. They will also have two on-campus tournament-related games earlier in the month. There's eight teams in the tournament. They have four national-caliber teams and then four smaller schools. The other main entrants are Oregon, Florida, and Iowa State. Illinois has played in this event before. I think they played in 2015. And one other college basketball note, Kevin, there is now only one undefeated team in the country, and that is San Diego State. They are 18-0. You know, when I think of San Diego State, I think of a school that was coached for a number of years by Steve Fisher, the former Michigan coach, now coached by Brian Dutcher. Their most famous alumni basketball player, I would say, would be current NBA All-Star Kawhi Leonard. They are currently number 7 in the Associated Press poll, so they're the only undefeated team, San Diego State. Illinois Northwestern, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and you can listen to it here on WSOY.
Oh, Mark, it's so exciting to have them in the top 25 again. It's like the olden days.
No kidding. I mean, it really is, Kevin. It's a long time coming.
It's got to be fun for you. And, you know, we're going to take a break for Smith Tire when we come back. We've got the playoffs, the NFC and AFC championship on Sunday. Cardinals and Cubs are making big news. A lot of speculation going on. So much more to talk about. Stick around, folks.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure, and of course, the price. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. We're the area's only Michelin Alliance certified tire professionals. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean and how they can affect your tire and service needs. And with quality tires from Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal, we'll have a tire to fit your needs and budget. And for service needs, remember Smith Tire Company for oil changes, wheel alignment, air conditioner repair, brakes, shocks and struts, tire rotation, and tire repair. When you're driving on the highway or when the weather is bad, you deserve to have confidence in your tires and in your tire dealer. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Mark, my bags are packed. I'm supposed to be heading to Kansas City to work the AFC Championship game. Cannot wait. How about you?
Oh, no doubt about it. That's the first game of the weekend as the NFL reaches its Final Four, the two conference championship games on Sunday. And that game one is 2:05 in the AFC title game, Tennessee at Kansas City. That's a CBS game. And the second game of the day in that NFL doubleheader will be 5:40, the NFC title game, Green Bay at San Francisco. That'll be seen on Fox. You know, to me, the most interesting team in the whole mess here is Tennessee. I don't say that they're the best, But at a time when there's all this emphasis on these dynamic quarterbacks who are passing and passing and passing, here comes a team who is really willing to minimize the impact of the quarterback position and run and run and run with Derrick Henry, if they can do it. And they have done it. They beat the Patriots doing it. They've won twice in the playoffs with this formula. I don't think they can beat Kansas City doing it, but they become really a curious team because they're so different. And, you know, I mean, to me, the matchup that I'd like to see in the Super Bowl is really an interesting quarterback matchup between Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City and Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay. I don't know that Green Bay can get by San Francisco, but I do think you're going to see Kansas City win their game. And then in baseball, I mean, this is one of those weekends. It's going to be cold, and the Cardinals are having their winter warm-up in St. Louis, and the Cubs are having their Cub convention in Chicago, and there should be drama at both and a lot of interesting conversations. The Cardinals, everybody dreaming about and speculating about a Nolan Arenado trade. I know the St. Louis Post-Dispatch continues to call it a long-shot trade and reminds people that, you know, there's still a trade deadline on July 31st, so this doesn't necessarily have to get done this week. It could happen at a later date.
Spring training.
And what the Rockies are willing to do. And in Chicago, a lot of conversation about what's going to happen with Chris Bryant. They're still waiting for a ruling on his service time. Will he be traded to Atlanta? We're not sure. I know John Mozeliak has a session with the fans in St. Louis this weekend, and I'm sure he will get some very interesting questions, and he will do a lot of tap dancing because he obviously can't talk about trades with other teams' players right now. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions about the whole sign-stealing scandal and all of that stuff, too.
Mark, before you go, I have Tommy Brinkhotter sitting in studio for the next segment, and he has an interesting take on why Arenado might be coming to the Cardinals, and run it by Mark and see what he thinks.
Well, the Cardinals have to be willing to spend the money, but I think Goldschmidt and Arenado are like best friends, so maybe Goldschmidt can talk him into it. Because he's got a no-trade clause, right, Mark?
That's possible. That's possible, but the real question is going to be, how much does Colorado want in return? And they're going to want a ton, because they can't sell this trade to their fans unless they get a huge return. And so that then you get down to the business of how much are the Cardinals willing to give up, and then this opt-out in his contract. There's a lot of little hurdles there that are going to take this beyond who's buddies with who. You know, this is a very tricky dynamic to this trade if they can pull it off. But, man, it would be exciting if it happened.
Well, it's going to be a great broadcast on Monday morning when you're on, Mark, to talk about these football games. And it's just going to be a great weekend, and looking forward to next week.
Hey, travel safe, Kev.
All right. Thank you, sir.